So the moral of Mike's story, writing children's books is not for everybody. Well, pop music diva Madonna definitely is not everybody. Here with a review of her new children's book, The English Roses, is Slate contributor Polly Shulman.
Like many children of celebrities, Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, had a problem. The other kids teased her about her mother. What's a superstar to do? Madonna's answer was to write a children's book. Great! Now she's more famous than ever in her daughter's age group. Thanks a lot, Mum. The book preaches tolerance toward girls who are prettier, smarter, kinder, better at sports, and generally more special than you. There are no ugly ducklings with the souls of artists here, just attractive pre-adolescents obsessed with the nuances of their social status. The English Roses is written from the point of view of four girls, the Roses of the title, whom Madonna says she named for a group of girls who go to school with Lourdes in London. The book's roses hang out together and pointedly ignore Bina, a blonde beauty with milk and honey skin, top grades, athletic talent, a good heart, and no friends. One day, the mother of one of the roses lectures the girls about judging people on the basis of their looks. That night, a fairy godmother grants them a vision of Bina's private life. Bina, it turns out, has lost her mother. Her father makes her scrub the floor, cook dinner, and do the laundry. Feeling guilty, the roses decide to be nice to Bina after all, and the book ends with five English roses instead of four. Madonna writes in the book's publicity material, quote, "My creativity was not motivated by ego or greed for the first time in my life." Indeed, royalties from the million copies in print will go to a foundation that teaches children spirituality. That covers the greed part of Madonna's statement. The ego part seems more complex. However you read it, the book still revolves around Madonna. If Bina is meant to represent Lourdes, then Madonna avoids taking responsibility for her daughter's trouble. She makes the character's problem be the absence of a mother, rather than her overwhelming presence. On the other hand, if Bina represents the author, who lost her own mother at an early age, then she's glorifying herself all over again. Its author aside, The English Roses is a dull little thing, though not incompetent. Madonna does understand the basic structure of storytelling, perhaps too well. Cliché follows cliché, and the central lesson is muddled and implausible. For one thing, judging by the sugary pictures, Bina is barely distinguishable from the original four roses. They're all skinny and chicly dressed, with almond-shaped eyes and no noses. It's hard to imagine what the other four see to envy in Bina. In any case, Madonna's answer is not to show that envy is bad, but to suggest that people who look as though they have it all are secretly miserable. In my experience, however, pretty little girls have plenty of friends. Other girls might envy them, but they seek them out anyway, hoping perhaps that the pretty will rub off. Madonna's publishers must be banking on this very phenomenon. Otherwise, why would they have published this book?
That was Slate contributor Polly Shulman.